It's really a heartbreaking loss, but you got to. It was a rough first three quarters, really, for you guys, but you got to applaud the effort of your team fighting back and having a chance to win it at the end when it didn't look very good after three quarters, down 15.
Yeah, you know, if moral victories counted in the win and loss column, that'd been great, but they don't, you know. So, you know, unfortunately, our guys don't look at the same, you know, the first three quarters the way that they look at that fourth quarter. For some reason, you know, the clock starts winding down, and all of a sudden they find that fire, and the end result really, you know, kind of speaks volumes to them. So they turn it around and they get going, and they're more aggressive because they have to be. You know, but that's what we were supposed to. That was the game plan coming in, you know, to be aggressive offensively and defensively, and we didn't do it. You know, we didn't jump to the ball. We didn't rebound again for the second game in a row. Defensive rebounds really cost us again, you know, and just we pound the ball way too much. You know, we're over dribbling and things. But, you know, I applaud their effort. You know, they didn't give up when it looked like they could have. You know, it didn't look like there was much hope there, and they kept battling. They kept battling. So extremely proud of that. But, you know, we got to take care of things in the first three quarters. We can't just leave it, you know, to the fourth quarter.
Well, had another great performance again from Marshall Froh. Fouled out I didn't know if he would had one of his fouls that were called on him, but he fouled out with 20 points late in the ball game. It was great to see him back-to-back, and all of a sudden you're starting to get a three-point threat there from Zach Carson. You guys only hit 1-3 in that first half, and then you guys come out and start hitting threes in the second half.
Yeah, you know, some of that's, you know, because, they had to. They had to be, you know, more aggressive, so they were looking for their shots, and they were, you know, when they were in rhythm. But, you know, coming into the game, that's what we were supposed to be doing. And we kind of went through the motions in the first, you know, couple quarters, and it, you know, kind of put us behind there pretty big, you know, 11 at half or whatever it was. And, yeah, we had to come out and be a little more aggressive. So they were, you know, dribble driving and kicking, and guys were looking for the shots early in the possession, and that's what they need to do all the time, you know, not just in the fourth quarter and not just because we're behind. You know, we've got to be a team because of our size that, you know, really pushes the ball and is really aggressive, you know, looking for outside jump shots, and they did that. We just did it a little too late.
Well, and also Hugoton found a way somehow to get to the foul line. You guys only had three attempts, and they had 22, and really that's the story of the ball game.
Yeah. Well, you know, that in the first, you know, few quarters, it was, you know, lack of defensive awareness where we were supposed to be. We didn't have good backside help. We, you know, we were fronting the post way up high, and that was kind of letting them throw some, you know, lob passes over the top of us. And we found ourselves, you know, trying to play catch up. So we were, you know, obviously we were fouling late, so they were going to get to the line more often. But, you know, three free throws for us is just, you know, that's not good, you know, for us. We've got to be, you know, getting to the line in double digits. You know, we've got to be more aggressive with our guards, you know, getting in there. And, you know, but if we don't play through our post, which we didn't, you know, we didn't throw it down there very often. So if you don't throw it down there and give those guys a chance to go score, then, you know, you're not going to draw a lot of fouls. You know, 24 gave us a hard time tonight. And number two, you know, came out hot and knocked down some shots. And we didn't match up well in transition. So we a lot of little things that, you know, talking to the guys in the locker room that, you know, they all add up. You look at a two-point game at the end, even though it was 15 at one point in time, you know, you can go back and find, you know, a ton of things that you, you know, you didn't do correctly that you know you're supposed to do and that you do right in practice, you know. So for us, we got to do the little things. We got to do the little things better than the other team, which is, you know, defensive positioning and defensive rebounding.
Well, and how about the shot by Parker Volgamore? He hasn't scored a lot this year. He had 6 points for you tonight, and that was a pretty big time hook shot for the junior there over Montiel to tie that game late with about 47 seconds to go. And you know, like the courage that he had to take that shot.
Yeah, no, I don't think he's going to turn down that shot too much. I mean, he shoots that shot a bunch at practice, so we knew if we could get it to him on the block right there that, you know, he was going to shoot the shot that he likes, and, you know, he was able to knock it down, but we weren't able to, you know, get it to overtime or get the ball back. You know, we unfortunate, but, you know, glad of their effort, you know, pleased with the effort, but again, it just, you know, the moral victories don't really count.
Well, you have 3 days next week to prepare for three games in 3 days, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and then it's Thursday, Friday, and Saturday in the orange and black, and it's Fountain Fort Carson, and kind of rematch of last year's first round game as well, and I know you guys would like to get the revenge factor back on that.
Oh, you know, yeah, we would, but, you know, they're extremely athletic, and they're not going to be easy to handle on the glass, you know. So it's going to be another game where defensive rebound is going to be key and turnover. So they are extremely athletic. They get after it, you know, they pressure you, and, you know, it'll be a challenge. So, you know, we didn't fare too well the last time we played 3 games in 3 days, so hopefully we can turn it around this time.
All right, once again, Coach Brian Gentry joining us here post-game. Beavers losing a tough one here tonight, 67-65. Thanks, Coach. We'll see you next week.
All right, thanks, Adam.